buddy. So long, everyone. Hey, praise Yahweh. Remember these palm branches. I'm going to bring out something today on them. May Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. We can't cover this today, but we'll get started into it. I asked David if he would help me out with his time and bring some of these things that you need to know about where you eat, where you should eat, where you shouldn't eat. Work that the great Kohan Yehuda brought you there, if you've got that in your mind now, and I've gone through these articles. I'm just trying to get what will show you that science is backing up what Yahweh says now, because they've got powerful telescopes. They've got where they can magnify this thousands and thousands of times. They can take moving pictures of it. But what they're doing now, they're finding this in the blood now, and this is never before have they seen the bacteria and stuff that we have in our blood today. And of course, there's a reason for it. The reason for it, we're putting it there through the foods we eat. Chemicals, too, that doesn't really belong in the body, we're finding those in the body. In fact, babies are being born with some 300 different chemicals in their blood already. So in the umbilical cord, this is found in the blood of the umbilical cord. So it's in the mother as well as the baby. This is the reason that we're seeing sickness increase. We're seeing confusion increase. But the scripture points this out. Points it out how the confusion takes place and the instruction that Yahweh gives you to keep this from taking place with you. I started telling you the other day about how the prepared foods, how they've increased over the years, because when I was a child, you didn't have such a thing. People would maybe get together, several neighbors, and split a beef, and everyone would get a little bit, but you know, it didn't last long unless you had a way to preserve it, which people worked at that. But you couldn't just go to the grocery store and buy you a package of prepared beef, bologna or weenies or anything like that. This came out in my lifetime. All of this has been developed in my lifetime. For 6,000 years, it was the other way. It was the way it was when I was born and living where I was living in Oklahoma. We hardly ever ate beef. Maybe once every couple of months when Dad would butcher for the grocery stores, and he butchered for two grocery stores in Purcell and Lexington, and we would get he would get a share of that beef for butchering the beef, and he could pick whatever he wanted from the beef he butchered. But most of our food was in the way of meat was chicken or of course, fish. We had a ready supply of fish, and everyone knew how to catch fish at that time that lived in our area, and everyone knew how to raise their own chickens. And of course, you wanted chickens because chickens are a clean meat that could eat scraps, you eat waste. So, you know, you could take your waste and actually make eggs out of them, and healthy healthy meat also. The fish was what we were raised on mostly because it was available, and at any time you wanted it. You could even break the ice and go fishing in the wintertime and catch fish. But today now, in the prepared foods that we're eating, we have a number of chemicals that we're using, the manufacturers, the meat markets, they have a number of chemicals that they are using. It's sad to say, some of these things they're using to keep the animals from dying is also going into your meat, because they're pinning them up to make them live in very close quarters. They're trampling around in their own sewage. They are being fed hormones to make them grow faster. So all of these things are in the cow's blood or the beef's blood. If you're getting these cows, if you don't know what to look for in the first place, where to look for them, and how the beef was raised, or the goats or the sheep or so forth, then you don't know what you're getting. Someone said the other day that someone reported they'd found clean beef east of here. I said, really? Do they know the people that raised it? Do they know what the livestock went through? What are they talking about clean? Do they even know what a clean beef is? Well, of course they don't, unless you really study this stuff and study what Yahweh shows, you don't even know what to look for. But I wondered why they wanted to find something away from the house of Yahweh, because everything that I know of the world is being contaminated by mankind, and that's what we're fighting against right now. And science is, our doctors are perplexed as to what to do anymore, because it just keeps getting worse, and they don't have anything to fight it with anymore in their way of fighting. Now, Yahweh has given us a way to fight it. He gave it to Noah. He gave it to Noah and said, "Be sure and watch this." We'll get into that in just a moment, but. Here from a science institute, approximately 170 million people worldwide have either hepatitis B or hepatitis C. You know how many of those you ate the last package of meat that was prepared by the hands of those who prepared it? Well, of course, it's in the blood. Yahweh knows, because of he demands an accounting of this blood. It's like a computer that is feeding him information all the time. Now, with this article, it shows the brain and the gut. And it says, plainly says, every chemical that controls the brain is also located in the stomach region, including hormones, all the things, and they name, the gut contains 100 million neurons more than the spinal cord. So what you're eating, what comes through the mouth and goes down into your gut, is definitely going to get into your bloodstream. Well, now we're talking about bloodstreams. Well, here's another one now. All human blood infected with bacteria now. All human blood. All. I told you, everyone on earth is sick. The children are being born with sicknesses that, they shouldn't be getting till way older age, when their body starts breaking down. But now they're born with it. This is a group of scientists, of course, that are working on these problems. They don't know what to do about it. They know what we should do, but getting society to change a lifestyle, is a major problem. You know how Yahweh's going to do it? He's going to let them destroy 4/5 of the earth's population. Now, for the fifth that's left, he's training teachers of the peaceful solution, character education, to teach them what Noah knew and what was recorded for us 6,000 years ago and longer. But that's the way he's going to solve the problem. It's not going to be solved easily. the teachers he's training now, those, he says, those who have escaped to the nations. Well, of course, that's us. We have escaped. And he told, praise Yahweh. Now, if you tie that in with this history of the 12 tribes and what Kepha said, you who have escaped through this knowledge that Yahweh gave you. So Yahweh gave us the knowledge that he gave them so they could escape the pollutions of the world, he said. Then you turn back into this, you're worse than a dog that turns back to his own vomit. Now, the next time you want to eat at Sam's, remember this. You're worse than a dog that goes over and starts licking up vomit that you had turned away from. You're worse than pigs who's been cleaned up by Yahweh, and then you turn back into the world. You know, making cookies, making candy, it's so simple. Why can't we do it on our own? I used to make it when I was a child, when we did it on wood stove. We can. We can do everything now. I don't know of anything we can't do now to get by. We need to come out of this world. Recently, Tom Ditweller of West Sayville, New York, sent me an email with three micro photographs he took from a video of a drop of his own blood studded with phase contrast. I'm sure our cameramen will know what this is. And a dark field microscope. The photo clearly showed round and beaded forms emanating from red blood cells. Yes, it invaded the red blood cells. And they were able to, they're able now to actually photograph these things that show us the cancers in the blood floating around. Now, of course, if you got a cow or something and you don't get the blood out of it, then what are you eating? He tells you right here, and got pictures of it that we intend to use in the Prophetic Word magazine very soon. But you're eating bacteria in many forms of cancer. Many forms of cancer. Now, this was in his own blood, you know. These men are working, too, to save their own lives. And he says, and other immune diseases. Well, now, that's going on with these scientists that, of course, are getting their foods from the stores. They haven't come out yet of the world. The 1/5 of the Earth's population, which I think is around 2 billion people, or will be close to that the number actually shows that we will get to train, and they will become servants of yours on the earth in this work of Yahweh, and that's the reason you're training. That's the reason the seminar is here now, is introducing this thing, so it won't be a complete surprise and blindness. You know, this thing right now is going throughout the whole world. What you, praise Yahweh. Yes, praise Yahweh. This seminar that we held yesterday to get all the pictures of, that was for a reason, of course. Yes, there was new people here too yesterday. With you. I don't know if anyone noticed them or not, but the new people here, they did tell us how grateful they were, and they said they're coming back for the July seminar that I'm looking forward to also. But now, once this starts again, we're going to get warnings like, you know, they're going to get warnings like Noah got when, you know, Yahweh put him back in the ark and says, now, don't do this. You know, here's what you're getting away from. Don't turn right around and start putting this back into the bloodstream again, because you're going to bring all this violence and stuff. Well, here now we see this still another article from the bacteria, from the not the same doctors, but a different group of doctors now that's taken this same ball and running with it. He says, the new bacteria they're calling Paradigm, cutting-edge science is now able to study bacterial DNA without the use of traditional culture methods, and some of its findings are challenging the very foundations of microbiology. Science have discovered, for example, that enormous amounts of bacteria exist in the human body at this time, the ratio being an incredible 10 bacterial genes to 100 human. One theory holds that bacteria coexist in some forms peacefully in the body, but during periods of stress or disease can invade healthy cells and throw a monkey wrench into the genetic mechanism. Bacteria have been observed inside our white blood cells, the other one was the red blood cells, in people with juvenile arthritis and in such diseases of unknown origin as chronic fatigue syndrome. A lot of people are having that right now. They're telling me they're tired. Their energy is fading. Well, of course, there's a reason for that. A curse causeless does not come. Yahweh has shown us ways to get rid of it, of course, and that's what you need to do. And I've told you before who to call and so forth. These bacteria can form antibody resistant cells called biofilms, which allows them to spread from cell to cell. So you can see when you take something into your body here, it doesn't just stop there. You may think, well, you know, after you get through with the heartburn and all of that, that you're over it, but you're not. And remember when you went to the hospital for that recently and you thought she was having a heart attack? You haven't got rid of it yet. and it will take you a while to do so. You shouldn't have done it, and you know you shouldn't have done it. The next time, take a knife with you and open it up and put it to your throat when you're tempted to do that. That's what the Scripture tells you. Praise Yahweh. Another one, blood-borne pathogens. Other ways of listed is BBPS. BBPS. Bacteria and viruses use our bloodstream to spread throughout the body. What has changed is that a number of pathogens have been discovered in the last decade, just in the last decade now, that don't respond to current treatment and that threatens public health. Now, the next thing I want to read you here, I'm not really going to read the whole article, but it says they have excess, what is floating around in your body, in your bloodstream, they have excess to every part of the body that is oxygenated, or nourished by blood from the nerves in the end of your toes to the brain in your head. Now, it's the brain in your head is where you get the confusion that is part of it. These articles now coming out that shows you have a second brain, and that is in your gut. Well, of course, we know we have a third brain because the heart is also a brain, and we know that from the Scriptures. But keep these facts in mind now as we go into the Scriptures again. If you go back to Genesis again, now David brought some stuff on this. Go to Genesis 9. But David covered some of this, but I want to show you some other stuff on it while we're in this area. I was on it just the other day with you, day before yesterday, I believe, in chapter 6. It shows that how the earth became corrupt. Now, we see the same thing today. I've also seen it in people who came here, and they would get so violent at times when they came here that we weren't sure that we could even help, but they were wanting help, and so we worked with them and got them over it. They actually, many of them got over it. Some left. Many of them got over it. They stopped feeding it, so that's the main thing. They stopped feeding the cause. They started keeping Yahweh's laws, and I could name you people that many of you are that's overcome are peaceful citizens now and very great to work with. Well, that's what Yahweh's laws can do for a person if they'll let it. But if you continue to feed what's causing the problem, you'll never get over it. In chapter 6 of Genesis, you need to get what Yahweh is showing you here. Yahweh saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Every intent, the thoughts of man's heart, was only evil continually. That's verse 5. Verse 9 said, these are the beginnings of Noah. Then verse 11 said, the earth was corrupt before Yahweh, and the earth was filled with violence. So Yahweh looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, and all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And Yahweh said to Noah, the end of all flesh now has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence. The same thing that we see today in the earth today. And Satan is making it easier, of course, today for a person to be violent. I don't know if David brought this out or not, but I think he did. I didn't know anyone knew this but us. I didn't know that it was in the Hebrew words. And then I've asked him to work on it for quite some time, and he called me and said, I think I've got what we want. But he showed that actually in the Hebrew words, the deep meaning of some of the Hebrew words shows that certain types of blood is poison. Other types of blood that you get from animals cause you to be violent. And of course, we've seen people that will start arguments because it's inside, it's in their brain, this confusion. And this is what the psychiatrists say, that it's there and they want to build it up. So they indeed do things to cause a fight, because this is what they're wanting. And they don't know that they're wanting this, but it's going on inside the brain. Well, if you think about this now throughout the world, and you think of the violence that's going on in the world today, this is being caused inside the brain, and it's classified by Yahweh as confusion. He also classifies it as abomination or a bondable, being able to pass this on to others. Well, of course, but what I want you to get here is what you get when you go to the world to eat, to get milk from them. You know, we stopped drinking milk for many years in the house. We stopped using their butter. We was trying to purify their butter because we knew what was in it, and we just simply refused it until we got clean milk that we could drink and of course, clean butter that we could use without blood in it. And, of course, our men, they're very careful to check this before they ever put it in a bucket. You know, we don't use the big tanks in the dairy. I consider myself a part of it. We don't use the big tanks. There was a person, people that's in the house. They had, one of them had a sister that owned a dairy. And, of course, she had all the cows they had, which was, I think, around 1,000 or 1,200 cows they were milking. They milked them all into this one big vat. And, of course, from that vat, they pumped it into the co-op truck and hauled it to the market. But they were classifying their cows, they put it on the market, as having kosher milk. And, of course, when the man that was the member, the brother of the woman that owned the dairy, asked, well, what do you do when you see blood going down this, because it goes down a clear tube and it colors the tube as it goes through. And she said, well, if you think I'm going to pour out all that milk in the vat, you're crazy. I'm going to send it in and get my money out of it, she said. So it wasn't really kosher. It wasn't really bloodless. When the men were putting in the dairy to be kosher, they milked in small buckets, still do, small containers. If any blood gets in it, it's poured out. If we were milking into a huge vat, we still would not be tempted to give you blood. We're past that stage. Well, here now, he shows Noah, and he says to him, you know, the earth is corrupt. He's telling you, the earth is corrupt right here. Do you see that? Is this what you want to be? Do you want to throw your brother down, throw him against the ground because you can't stand to talk to him? No. Well, see, if you got this wish in your head, it comes from somewhere. And this is where you need help, and you need to admit you need help and humble yourself and ask for it. And then be willing to do what you're told to do. But many people have it, and they don't know where it's coming from. Well, if you'll turn over to Genesis 9, now remember what he told him, and then he says in verse 1, he said, then Yahweh blessed Noah and his sons, and then in verse 3, he says, every clean moving thing that lives shall be food for you. I have given you all clean things, even the green herbs. And then verse 4, he said, but you shall not eat flesh with its life, its blood in it. The thing that he's saying here is eating flesh with the blood in it caused what you saw right over here in chapter 6. The violence, the rebellion against Yahweh's laws, the confusion that says, I'm not going to follow authority. This is the confusion. It's like arguing with a bull. And the bull gets, the more you argue with him, the more he starts shaking his head and twisting his head and throwing them horns around, because that's all the sense he has. He's a brute beast. And of course, you being in his form now by eating this and refusing to turn from it, you're the same. All you know how to do is hurt your brother. Take vengeance, because your brain has turned to that of a brute beast. That is what he's warning Noah when he says, don't eat flesh with the blood in it. If you drink milk with the blood in it, is it not the same thing? If you eat butter with it, is it not the same thing? He says, surely your lifeblood I will demand an accounting. Now, I explained that fully in the Sabbath. Look at verse 9 now. He says, and as for me, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, but be careful and don't eat meat with blood in it. In verse 10, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the cattle, every beast of the earth with you, of all that will go out of the ark, every beast of the earth, thus I establish my covenant with you. Just don't turn to eating meat with blood in it. Well, of course, you can go to the supermarket and start looking at their meat piles, and you can see that Satan has made it really easy. Now, this has changed in my lifetime. Remember that. For 6,000 years, people, if they ate blood, you know, it's just because they refused to kosher kill it or they didn't know how to kosher kill it. Now, let's go over to Acts now. We got there the other day and got just a little bit into this, and then we stopped. In Acts 2, and notice verse 1, he says, now the day of Pentecost had fully come, and they were with one accord. They were in unity. If you're out of unity with the priests that Yahweh has put in office, you're fighting against Yahweh himself, as the great Kohan David brought out. In this chapter right here, he shows that Yahweh, now you have to understand the history of the 12 tribes that he brought out of Egypt, and he said, of this one family now, you of all the families of the earth am I working with. You're the only ones that I'm working with. And he would take that family, and of course it was growing, it was building in a tiny land called Israel. He worked with it for so many years, 7 years in fact. Yeshua gives this example, and this is what is shown here in Acts. He worked with this for 7 years. After that time, he would send them out of the nation. Now it says, I drive them out. Or Yahweh drove them out, as the apostle said. He drove them out. Certain ones he would drive out from the land of Israel. 7 more years he did the same thing. 7 more years he did the same thing. Well, these people that he kept driving out were the ones that rebelled against him. He would drive them out. They would go out to the other nations at that time existing. They build up, there's mostly colonies, not huge nations like we see today, but colonies of people. And those Hebrews took over those colonies. And they kept spreading and spreading till they spread throughout the earth, Yahweh says. And this is what they did. They actually spread, and they spread this blood. And he says in the last days in chapter 49 of Genesis, you're going to see this in the last days. Well, of course, that's what we're seeing in the last days. But Yahweh says, come out from among them and be you separate. Go back to Matthew 18 here. Because the Savior, he was fully aware of what I just told you here. And he shows when he was asked. And what he was trying to do is us get the picture of the government in our minds so we can rule as Yahweh rules. In chapter 18 of Matthew, and notice here verse 21, he says, then Kepha came to him and asked, teacher, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? For 7 times? Well, why did Yeshua give the answer that he gave here? Yeshua said to him, I do not say to you for seven times, but for 70 times seven. 70 times seven. And then in the very next verse, he shows you this is of the kingdom. This is the pattern of the kingdom that Yahweh is wanting to get into you. And understand, whether it's your son, who's nothing special unless he keeps the laws of Yahweh, your daughter, your wife or ex-wife, it means everybody on the face of the earth. And if they don't keep the laws of Yahweh, they're nothing. So he's talking as Yahweh would talk. He gives them, and Yahweh is the one that's giving them or refusing it to them, whichever the case may be. He's chosen you and said, come out from among them and be you separate. He's chosen you out of all these people. And then he tells you, be separate from them. Well, of course you want to go to college. Why wouldn't you want to go there and become a whore back again, go whoring around in these colleges? Why wouldn't you want to eat this diseased meat that's in those colleges? Why on earth would you want to come out from that kind of filthy mess that we're finally coming out of? Why? Why? Why would you want to go back and live with your aunt? Because she's got money? Of course. So she can give you the filth that she is drinking herself and eating herself? Or your uncle or your brother or your father or whatever it is. He said to Abraham, get away from these kinfolks and stay away from them. And Abraham had sense enough to obey his voice. Well, Yeshua here said 70 times 7, and of course that is what Yahweh does. He goes complete. When there's no hope, then he drove them out. But he gave them all the same, the 12 tribes, and Yahweh cured for them in the wilderness, if you remember, 40 years. Then he gave them judges over them for 450 years, which makes a total of 490 years, which is 70 times 7. And that's what Yeshua was referring to. And that's what you've got to get in your mind, brethren, the kingdom of heaven. So when you read these things, you'll know what it is that's being said here. Well, that was up till the time of Samuel, of course, where the people came to him and says, we don't want Yahweh ruling over us. We're not going to listen to anything the priest says. We want a king over us. We want to rule ourselves. And of course, that's exactly what Yahweh gave them to do. He gave them up. Gave them up to a reprobate mind. It's so amazing that we would want to go back to that reprobate mind again. Well, let's go back over now to Acts 13. And I'll show you that the apostles understood this, at least the apostle Shaul. The apostle Shaul was very smart in the laws of Yahweh. And the more you read his writings, if you know the laws of Yahweh, the more you will see that he was familiar with the laws of Yahweh and taught them constantly. But in Acts 13, and let me see. Well, let's start with 13, verse 13. Now, after Shaul and his companions set sail for Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia, where Yochanan Mark left them and returned to Jerusalem. But when they left Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia. This Antioch in Pisidia, it's this character that named these towns. There were several Antiochs, but there's named after all one person. There's one in Syria, the land of Syria. The one thing you'll find about these, in every case, each one of them, when it's talking about this, they were free cities, as they call them. free cities. Well, of course, this meant democracy. That's what it means today, democracy. And it was set up by the Romans, of course. We have the same government today in America. America is supposed to be free. It's supposed to be. It's not quite. You will free it up eventually. But it's not free yet. It's controlled by certain lobbyists, certain groups. And when you start getting into their pocket with the words like the actress that was sued by the American Cattle Association, can't even think of her name. How soon he's saying I can remember the actors in the Bible. I can't remember the actors in Hollywood. Anyway, they brought lawsuit against her because she was bringing out some of these things that was in the cow's blood and the way the cows are being butchered, the beef industry today, like Food Inc., like it was brought out in Food Inc. Well, there's some of these people that are coming out with this. They're not quoting Scripture, so they can't get away with it like we can. We're quoting Scripture. All we do is read their articles of other people that's brought it out so we can give the news like the news can. But we can't do like that person did, or there'll be a lawsuit come against us. And they showed, they said they knew that they wasn't going to win this case. Oprah Winfrey came to me. They knew that they weren't going to win this case, but they wanted to implant in people's minds that neither would they put up with anyone running down their livelihood, which is the beef industry today. $1 billion industry. Same with pork. And of course, we can show them what the Scripture says because that's our job as a religious organization. But you have to be careful otherwise. Now, these people that made up this place, Antioch, having been brought, history says, having been brought there by Cilicius, Nicator, it became the third city in the Roman Empire. Well, now, if you're up to date on my teachings, the teachings of the Scriptures, you know that what Yahweh drove out of Israel after a certain length of time, he started driving them out. He kept his work going, but he would drive those out that rebelled against him and showed their rebellion. So he kept driving them out. They kept taking over other places throughout. Antioch in Syria was one of those places. Another was Antioch in Persida, as we see here. But there were several of them, twice visited. This one in Persida is twice visited by the Apostle Shaul, as we find in 2 Corinthians and also in Acts 13 and 14. Antioch was in Persida and distinguished from the more renowned one in Antioch of Syria, but they were both taken over by the 12 tribes, those of the 12 tribes who rebelled and took built themselves empires of the existing peoples that was round about. And they kept spreading until, of course, Nebuchadnezzar, when he actually took over the whole world with this empire that was forming here. Well, this now was going on in that time period. And then in Acts, let me see where we go here. In Acts 15 and verse 20 now. Go to Acts 15 and verse 20. And the Apostle Shaul was writing and did write several letters to the people that he knew of his own group, his own acquaintance, even called them by name. The Apostle Shaul called people by name that he was writing to in the Roman Empire, and he had never been to Rome. So he knew these people beforehand. He probably arrested them himself, some of them, and that might have been how he became acquainted with him. with them. Or it might have been ones that he studied with when he was in school, and then they were taken captive as the great prophet Daniel was taken captive and taken out to Babylon. That's where they took him first, and then taken from there on to Rome and to Antioch at Poseidon or Antioch in Syria or wherever. But every place they went, if you can remember this and notice it, they had synagogues. They had synagogues, Pharisaic synagogues in those places, which meant they were spreading out and taking over these nations. Well, here in Acts 13, and look at verse 20, he says, and after that he gave them judges for about 450 years. Before that, he kept them in the wilderness of caring for them for 40 years. Add those two together, and you'll see what the Apostle Shaul is talking to, the 490 years there now. Now, go back in this right here. I want to rehearse Leviticus here with you before we come back to Acts. But turn to Leviticus, the 17th chapter, Leviticus 17. And notice the wording here now, carefully. Leviticus 17, and start with verse 10. Whatever man of the house of Israel, of the house of those who rule as Yahweh, keep that in your mind. Whatever man of the house of those who rule as Yahweh rules, or of the stranger who sojourns among you, who eats any blood. You got that? Now, you get that in your colleges. If you eat in their cafeterias, you're going to eat blood. If you buy prepared foods and you don't know what you're buying, you're going to eat blood. So Yahweh is telling you in no uncertain terms right now, I think I've made this very clear to you. He's telling you, any one of you who eats blood. Now, he's made it possible where you don't have to eat blood. Yes. He says, I will set my face against that person who eats blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Now, he warned them of this, and then after so many years of coddling them, he would drive them out, and that's what you see that went back and started taking over the nation. But he's saying this to you, brethren, said in book 2 also, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. Well, that's what science can see now. They're seeing all kinds of diseases. They can see cancers floating around in your milk. The Health Institute allows so many cancers to float around in your milk. That is America. We're going to clean it up. Don't worry. We are going to clean it up. Verse 12, therefore I say to the children of Israel, no one among you shall eat blood, nor shall any stranger who sojourns among you eat blood. It's up to us to tell the stranger, don't eat blood. Blood is in that milk you're drinking from wherever you got it. Whatever man of the children of Israel or the stranger who sojourns among you, who hunts and catches any animal or bird that may be eaten, he shall pour out the blood and cover it with dust. Verse 14, it is the life of all flesh. Its blood sustains its life. Therefore, I said to the children of Israel, you shall not eat the blood of any flesh, for the life of all flesh is in its blood. Whoever eats it shall be cut off. Well, what does this mean? It actually has to do with palm branches. the palms of your hands. I don't have time to cover it, but I'm telling you what I'm going to next time I speak, shall we, willing. The holy hands you lift up to Yahweh. Yahweh will readily know if they're holy or not holy. It has to do with clapping. Yes, all of those things have to do with what I'm going to show you the next time I speak. May Yahweh bless you. I'll turn the services back to the next speaker. I love you, brothers and sisters.